When the Rice Hotel opened in 1913, it was the tallest hotel in Texas, 17 stories plus a roof garden. And it had a fashionable location at Main Street and Texas Avenue in downtown Houston. The city's first major developer, Jesse H. Jones, built the Rice with elegance and style. The ballroom on the second floor opened onto a large terrace. The building was faced with cream-colored terracotta and red and buff brick. Exuberant terracotta gnomes enlivened the terrace level's walls. Below, the shaded sidewalks were packed with shoppers who kept downtown vibrant. In 1926, Jones expanded the hotel to 1,000 rooms. He lured the Democratic Party to hold its national convention in Houston in 1928, and the Rice became one of the primary convention hotels. Jones continued to expand the Rice, but when he died in 1956, downtown Houston already was losing some of its sparkle and its primacy to an expanding galaxy of suburban shopping centers and motels. The Rice closed in 1977. Its size complicated preservation schemes, but also frustrated demolition. For the next 20 years, the hotel sat, vacant and deteriorating. The city of Houston bought the Rice in 1996 and formed a partnership with developer Randall Davis to turn it into a loft apartment building with 309 units. That transformation has contributed to the resurgence of downtown Houston. Today, restaurants, clubs, and shops spill onto the sidewalks beneath the Rice's canopies along Texas and Maine. And those terracotta gnomes once again look askance at the partygoers, whose music and laughter ring out from the ballroom and terrace of the revitalized Rice.